talk, nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Oh, hi there, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, I'm your host, Gregor. He's been a managing editor before at Odyssey, and now he's just a proud mustache-wearing realtor. He's Brandon from the internet.
Proud is doing a lot of work there.
Yeah, so is now mustache. Now he's just hoping his car runs out of gas so he feels an emotion. He's Brandon from Spokane. Is that better?
How dare you? I told you that in private.
He's about to become our very own Frankenstein all the way from the eastern part of the United States, just about as far away continentally as you can get from Seattle, Washington, our own Florida man. He's Siege. Hi.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, Steven, or what we get right, anyone who is nice. No, Steven, we appreciate you calling us out of that stuff, too. I always think it's very funny and never stop, please, anyway. Siege, how are you? Cut you off there. What's going on?
Oh, no problem. I was just about to say, speaking of becoming Frankenstein, since I was at the doctor today, and sorry about the reviews. We don't have any reviews this week, but if you want to give us a review.
You shouldn't be sorry about that. That's these dummies listening's fault.
Yeah, come on, everybody. Let's get with it. 5 stars.
Brandon's mom, have you reviewed this yet? Come on.
Yeah, no.
Great question, Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer.
But speaking of Frankenstein and reviews, When I was getting my blood work done today before becoming Frankenstein for pre-op stuff, the doctor who's actually doing my surgery, some pretty invasive.
But to be clear, hold on. To be clear, Siege is having a neck procedure. It's making it sound like he's going into some sort of transitional surgery.
Yeah, well, both. I mean, I'm having my entire spine removed and replaced with a robot spine. But the guy
that's amazing, because I have a question about that this week, so that's great timing.
So the doctor who's doing it said he was basically just like, yeah, you don't have anything to worry about. I invented this surgery. I'm basically Asclepios. I can't remember the pronunciation of it, but it's essentially the Greek god of medicine, and it means in Greek.
This is what he said to him about himself.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just like, yo, I'm in with this guy. Like, he's like,
did he say it in the third person though?
Basically, he said, I'm basically Asclepios or whatever, and that reminded me of a listener who told me about this. A very special friend of mine. Their name is Jack, and they had told me fun fact with Jack. She's actually a professor in biology and chemistry, and they gave me a tidbit about centaurs, a fun fact with Professor Jack, that Asclepios, the Greek god of medicine, was actually raised by a centaur based on listening to our podcast.
A centaur devotee is going to be the person doing your surgery.
It can't be any more serendipitous than that.
Is there a chance you come out with a horse hog?
I really hope so. I mean, that's part of my request list.
You guys, can I? My brother, who, look, he can. He felt very upset that we called him an expert in horse doinking. Is what he said.
Why would he be upset at that?
He said, as an Enumclaw resident, not native, I'm unfortunately not an expert in horse doinking. However, I did some research for you all.
Oh, really? What kind of research, Steven?
Yeah. So
did some horse doinking.
Some horse doinking research. I mean, so our question was, had something to do, I don't even remember what it was exactly, but it had something to do with how centaurs have sex, or like how they're gonna have
it was ladders,
how they're gonna have a threesome. Yeah, ladders. Well, so Steve, there was a question about if you would be able to see your partner if you were one of the people in the this horse centaur.
Well, hold on, we gotta clarify, is this centaur on centaur, is this centaur on this person riding a horse
centaur? Yeah,
I think centaur plus a person riding a horse.
Well, okay, hold on. It's if you're talking the truest nature of the centaur, which I interpret to be the double dong.
Yes.
Where the man.
Correct.
And I'm not being sexist here. The centaur is actually only male.
Yes.
And so the man half has a wiener, and then the horse half has a wiener, both in their appropriate places. And so when you go to, you know,
doink.
Exchange fluids. Yeah, boink, doink. Sorry. Thank doink. You. Doink, sorry. When you
use
go to
the
do that, if it's with another centaur, then, you know, there's only, I think there's only one butt on a centaur.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's just a wiener that doesn't do anything. Okay?
Because the other butt, if there was another butt where the man butt would be, it would be more like a blowhole on the back of the neck of the centaur.
Well, technically, it would just empty into the empty chest cavity of the centaur horse part.
It would be
part.
Like a human centipede?
I mean, effectively.
Yeah.
We're back to that. So, yeah. So, if you're talking the classic centaur threesome where the centaur searches out both a lady horse ridden by a lady or a guy on either one, that's fine. Then, like, you'd line up the parts and try and make that happen or whatever. But there would be no such thing as missionary sex. There is only horsey style.
Well, here's why that doesn't matter. Can I tell you? This is what Steven's discovered, is that even if you are, no matter what configuration of species are involved in this menagerie, Steven says horses have such a wide range of vision, they can see about 350 degrees around themselves, leaving only 10 degrees directly behind their head out of sight. They can also see better at night than humans, which means, according to Steven, when horses do it doggy / horsey style, it's pretty much guaranteed they can still make eye contact.
Oh, that's sweet.
And get mad at each other if they don't.
That's sweet.
Yeah, and just so we actually do learn something, that if you ever see a horse with a red ribbon on its tail, it is an indicator that the horse kicks. So, so while Steven's teaching us about the romantic sex that horses can still have because of their...
Because he's obviously an expert despite his protestations.
That you actually also learn to stay away from a red-ribboned tail horse.
Unless you're a centaur that's into that.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes people pay extra for that. No.
Wow, okay, well, great. I was hoping that for this week we wouldn't actually cover any centaur stuff, because I thought maybe we could, like, get away from the trope and then have it be extra impactful next week, but Steven found a way to make it extra impactful this week, so congratulations.
Yeah. That's and great. Also, thank you, Dr. Norton.
And about his Escalopolis or whatever you said his name was?
Yeah, something like
that.
Escalopios.
Axolotl. He's an axolotl. Brandon, hi. Hey. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm so good.
You f***ed up, bro? Oh, dang it.
Mark it.
No.
So are you?
No, a little.
The way you said, I'm so good, is like, either like, you got some centaur stuff going on under that desk, or you're like,
No, you see everything that's going on under the desk and elsewhere based on the reflection in my glasses.
Hands on top.
Every time my kid, like, finishes a meal, he says he's all done, and then I look at him and I'm like, okay, are you sure you're all done? He says, all done. And I see that his hands are, like, absolutely filthy, and then so I'm like, okay, we gotta wipe your hands. And so I'll go and I'll get the rag and then get the wet rag wet, and then I'll bring it back over to him. I'm like, all right, show me your hands. And then every time I say, show me your hands, I feel like I'm a cop that's, like, about to arrest my kid. And so I always go, show me your hands. Show me your hands!
And he startles him?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you like to say that your kid is on the rag when you do that?
On the rag.
What?
I don't know. Cleaning them hands with that rag, you said.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay. So I'm going to incorporate that.
Yeah,
sure, my wife will.
Guys, when's the last time you had a sleeve of Oreos?
Oh, probably about a month ago.
Does it say a couple weeks?
I had a sleeve of Oreos today, but I didn't have a clean glass to put any milk into, so I used a measuring cup.
Nice.
It was amazing. You really feel like you're at home being a piece of crap when you're using a measuring cup to dunk your Oreos. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with it. I also have I'm fancy, obviously, look at me. And I definitely do the fork into the whites of the Oreo and then dip it so my hands don't get dirty, so that way I can still operate my phone or computer between Oreos. I let it just sit there in the milk, getting all nice and, you know, floppy. And
then, wow.
I've
eat that thing and then back to work.
I've never considered bringing a utensil into the Oreo
same.
Game.
Yeah,
this is brilliant.
It's real good. It's let me just tell you, I'm going to go a step further. Like that fancy guy on TikTok who's always telling me manners and how to eat your peas and stuff. I wonder if he knows about this, because you got to use a salad fork to be able to do it, because the salad fork is extra thin and then it goes perfectly into the between the Oreo halves. So we're going to take a quick break here. Brandon in trouble?
Sorry, no.
No, it's all good, yeah. Man. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, I recommend utensils for consuming your delicious Oreos if you're using milk.
This just makes me try to figure out what other snacks I should be using utensils with that I've not considered.
Like when people use chopsticks to eat Cheetos?
Yeah, that was my first thought.
Amazing.
Was chopsticks at Cheetos, yes. In Cheetos. Well, yeah. What's the best? I'm a Dorito fan. What's the best way to? Get a Dorito to your mouth?
Just a fistful and shove it into my face.
Well, yeah, that's gotta be like, utensil, right?
It's tough because I feel like
spatula?
In the scale.
Spatula.
I feel like in the scale of how
mixing
of
bowl?
How dirty your hands get while eating snack foods. Mm-hmm. Like the Cheeto is the worst.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the Dorito's kind of like a mid level.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, but what about like a spicy, depends. Like the spicy Doritos?
Like a spicy Depends?
Yeah, like a spicy Depends.
I don't know what you're eating for snack, bro, but that's
diaper filled with Indian
wild.
Food. Like for sure, the spicy ones. I'm eating these this new flavor of Dorito right now. It's like jalapeno pineapple. It was a special edition for the summer. And I've saved a bag all the way till now. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. I love it. But oh my God, spicy fingers and eyeballs just all the time. And
no.
It's worse than the Cool Ranch, where you get like that caked up thousands of whatever microplastics are.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just delicious. But like, you
the
can't touch
of
anything.
Cool and Ranch?
Yes, the Cool and Ranch.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm like, I can't get past that flavor combo because you say jalapeno pineapple?
Yeah, jalapeno pineapple. Think of, oh my God.
Dude, sounds like Tacos Chuky's.
Like the Autobot.
Yeah,
exactly. 100%.
You guys want to go to Tacos Chuky's, right? Oh, sorry. That wasn't nice.
Man. Sometimes,
I just went like 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, I was gonna be like, thanks for calling me, but you like actually literally messaged me about it. If I could have, I would have come and met you or whatever.
Yeah.
I have to go get evidence of why I'm a piece of garbage related to chips. So you guys talk amongst yourself. I'll be right back.
Man, talk amongst ourselves. Where are we?
Any idea of what evidence of garbage?
Is he going to get the measuring cup filled with milk?
Like, I don't think that's evidence. I'm literally stunned right now because I've never been like, oh, just put it on a fork. Like, eat everything else like with a fork. Just put the Oreo on a fork.
I am just so primal. I'm used to just like grabbing it with my hands, putting it in there. I only use like utensils for like the stuff that's, you know, probably you could use your hands for, but the
I
things that you're not supposed
anything.
To use. Yeah. Let's see. What has he got? He's back now.
Okay. I'm winded because I ran downstairs and back.
Man.
I haven't worked out today. It's a weird day. Okay, so when I say to you best packaging in the world of chips, traditionally speaking, what do you think of?
If I'm going to go...
Like, are we talking like
personal opinion or like overall... Like
whatever,
quality.
Just whatever comes to mind, just whatever jumps in there. What's like the coolest?
Gotta be
the
Pringle.
Best package.
Gotta be the Pringle.
For me, it's the metal can of Charlie's chips or Charles chips. It's a Northeast thing. It's just like a metal aluminum can, like the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts sell the popcorn in at the time. But it's all just like kettle chips and like fried chips.
Mm.
Yeah, and they deliver them to your
amazing.
House.
I'm not familiar with this, but I am familiar with the Pringle, mm-hmm. Brandon. Now, here's what a piece of crap I am.
Oh, man. He pooped in
milk. No.
You pooped in
close.
It.
No. Thanks, guys. Thanks for letting me get my own story out, Brandon. No. Like we've already discussed, huge fan of Doritos, okay? Like, I'm there for it. Brandon, that's his go-to for where he's trying to save his fingertips or whatever from eating too much. Same. So the other day when I was at the convenience store and this little sucker popped up.
Oh,
what?
What?
No. I couldn't have been more excited.
Are you
kidding me? I was like, I understand this is pure marketing.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
But Doritos Minis Cool Ranch, okay? It's in a... or
it's a can.
Yeah. A Pringles can. And it's a bunch of just like tiny little triangles. Not full-size ones, but maybe like two-thirds size down to like one-third size, okay? And then whatever breaks off or whatever from someone shaking it like a jerk. And so I went up to the register and the guy was like, I got that and, you know, whatever, a bottle of water. And he was like, $7. And I was like, how the hell much are the Doritos? And he was like, they're $4.79.
What?
And at that point, I know what Dorito Cool Ranch Doritos taste like. I get the cheese, I get the cool, the ranch, I understand all that on the chip. Okay, great. I do not need this. But now I'm, you know, invested, so I like have to get it. So I come home, I eat it in like 4.5 minutes because it's Cool Ranch Doritos and they're irresistible.
Yeah. And then it's also gone.
I was like, dude, you are garbage. Like, you could have just gotten a huge bag for that much and eaten this all day, every day.
See, but also, it's also in a tube, in a cylinder, yeah, which those things are, especially because those are little mini Doritos, that is game for just dumping it directly into your mouth, like Cool Ranch.
If you just took like a Cool Ranch like chip and put it in one of those like mortar and pestles and then you just shove that into a pint glass, like that's essentially what this is. It sounds incredible.
And then you put it, dude, then you put it on the rim of your margarita.
Oh my God.
Do you want to know? Because
ranch and margarita go to well. Sorry, Brandon.
Do you want to know something that'll make you even feel even worse about that, Greg?
Yeah, great.
Is that you spent if you ate it in about 4 minutes, you spent $1.19 a minute enjoying that that tube of chips.
I gotta be honest with you, that makes it better, actually.
Does it? Okay, good.
Yeah, so you think,
like,
actually...
I always think if like somebody offered you, like when you break things down to like that, so if somebody came up to you and was like, hey, for $1.19 you can just eat these chips for a minute, I'd be like, yeah, I would have paid for that. Yeah. If somebody made that bargain, I would pay for that.
Yeah, I don't like these subscription services and stuff where you're like, you get the app and you pay $19 a month for it to work or whatever for like anything. Like, here we are all recording on Adobe right now. I don't appreciate that, Adobe. But
yeah.
But if it was like all you can eat chips for a minute,
yeah.
Because see, also because I'm garbage and I don't have any self-control over my own eating, that like if you just take them away from me, I'm fine. If you're just like, all right, that was your minute and you take them, then I go and get the car and drive off.
Is it like a... would it be like a minute? It'd be great if it was like a minute a month. Like there was 1 minute every month where you got you got to eat as many chips as you want in that minute. But it was just that 1 minute. And once you start the minute, it runs until the end. You don't have to eat the chips for the whole minute, but that's your minute. So you better
what's the
get
price
good
of this
value
minute
out of it. So it's $1. It's $1.19, obviously.
$1.19 for the minute.
So $1.19 a month, you get to eat all of the chips package that you want for a minute straight. Now the question is does it work like where you get to decide? Okay, I'm eating lunch. I'm pretty hungry. This is going to be my minute. This is what I'm going to use. Or is it going to be like, what's the app? Be Real, right? Where at some random point in the month, chips are just going to start coming from somewhere.
And you got to be there.
It's like right out of your pants. You're like,
either that or you just get a notification that was like, it's like the purge for chips. Like you get the next minute to eat as many chips as you want. You're like, not even in a grocery store. You have to get in your car and just drive somewhere as quick as you can to just start eating chips.
Maybe when you buy the ad-supported tier of Hulu or something like that, maybe it's like you could pay $2.19 to be able to pick the time.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And then $1.19 to have it narrowed down to like 15 minutes a month.
Yeah.
And you find out that day.
It'll give you a 30-second warning. Like just a 30-second countdown. You're about to get chips, so you better be prepared. It'd be like 3:14.
Well, if they bring
the
them to you, great. Yeah, if they bring them to you, that's great. But if you have to find them, then I'm gonna need like 10 minutes to get to my nearest chip dispensary. Yeah.
Maybe it's like that. Maybe it's like that. You guys ever hear that hypothetical question of if you could have a different liquid come out of each of your fingers, what in an indefinite amount, which five liquids would you choose? Maybe it's like that. Maybe it's like the Doritos just spew out of your finger into your mouth.
That's a lot better than when I said they come out of your pants.
They call it the Baja Blast.
A lot less painful as well.
Yeah. We talked about what it's like having spicy things in your pants last week, and I don't know if that's where I want the chips to come from.
When Greg was talking about putting milk in, he brought out that cylinder. That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, great, what did you do now?
Brandon is going to die. Mark that, Brandon. That's I'll meet you out there. Okay, well, welcome to the show, everybody. Glad to have you along. So this week, for the first time in forever, I have a question of the week.
Of the week.
If you could choose any part of your body to have it cybernetically upgraded, which part would you choose? And what would it do? You can chime in with your answer at nerdtalkplus.com, the easiest way to find us all. Thanks for listening today on the Odyssey app, on the podcast provider of your choice, or on Spotify. But you can actually chime in on our socials to any of us, whoever you feel most comfortable talking to, telling us if you could have any body part cybernetically upgraded, which part would you choose and what would it do? I gave you guys a couple of extra seconds there to think about it. Who wants to start? Raise your hand, please.
Yeah, I mean, there's always the obvious one, but... You know, ween.
Having a horse's body attached to your waist?
Yes, of course. Absolutely. That's becoming a centaur. Horse? Becoming a
Can
robot.
Imagine if you were
centaur.
Half robot. You're half robot horse, half man?
That's the ultimate goal right there.
If I was paraplegic, it would be like... Yeah, can you imagine a better scenario if you had to be paraplegic than becoming a horse robot man?
I can't imagine a better scenario, even though I'm not paraplegic... I would rather be just
cut
half
these
horse.
Legs off.
Yeah, this is like I'm. We've been over this before. I've said to my mom, "I want robot legs since I was like 14." So,
she probably didn't think you wanted four. You're like, Mom, I didn't mean four of them. I want to be more like a minotaur, not a centaur. God, Mom,
you'd be
idiot.
Like the bad. What's the bad dude in super popular movie that everybody was a big fan of back in the day, like just like me, Wild Wild West, starring Will Smith.
Hell yeah.
Haven't seen it.
Oh,
the bad dude?
Okay. Yeah, the bad dude, because he had he was paraplegic, but then he had the robot spider legs.
Oh, Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Basically exactly. Darth Maul.
Yeah.
He was basically Darth Maul, except the Old West version of him. But like that, if you had that, but it was horse legs instead, and it was the size of a horse body, and you could put a little red ribbon around your butt, that way people knew that you could.
Well, imagine if you were out picking up chicks, and you're like, hop on.
I mean,
and then like,
yeah. You can ride me bareback.
I'll pick you up at 8.
Side saddle if you like.
And then like, depending on the preference and the desire of the girl that you're taking out, she can pick a ween.
Pick a winner.
A wiener.
I'd go for like the Inspector Gadget arms.
Yo.
Oh, dude.
Why? So you can just reach stuff off the top shelf?
Yeah, but he could do all sorts of different stuff with his arms. He obviously could do the extensions and stuff like that, but then he had gadgets coming out of his fingers and stuff. Like you could do a lot.
That's true. Yeah. I'd think of the helicopter hat.
Yeah, oh, God, that'd be so awesome.
Go, Gadget!
Think about all the people who don't know what. Think about all those people who don't know what Inspector Gadget is.
Oh, so true.
Also, the one impersonation I can do.
I'll get you next time, Gadget.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next time.
I think that's Frank Welker, and
Mark.
I think
that
he does
and
like
send
a lot
that
of.
To me.
What's that?
Mark that and send that to me.
Okay. So I think about would it be, if you got this cybernetic upgrade, would it be obvious? Like Inspector Gadget, not obvious till he uses it.
If I was a cybernetic centaur, yes, I think that might be obvious.
Might be a little obvious. But what if you had like Luke Skywalker hand?
True.
You know, like it just like blends in. No one really knows that you're like part machine, and it's just as effective, and it saves from having to do all that makeup and hair, or not hair. But
you wear one glove,
special effects. Yeah,
I like the leather.
I just feel like,
could you do like a little peen next to your peen? That's just like the R2-D2 thing that comes out that apparently can do anything.
It can jack into your computer for you.
If it's an Apple product, you can call it a dongle.
See?
This is my dong.
It can jack in while you...
this is my dongle.
It's a full new AI experience when you're connected to the internet.
Yeah. Or like, you just like go around goosing people with it. Your little spin.
It's okay. Woo! It's just my dongle.
Yeah, so like, I think about like, there's another game that we used to like to play, which is what's your superhero ability, but like it can't be like,
it can't
like,
be
your
cool.
Unimpressive, yeah. Like what's your unimpressive superhero ability, like the human bruise or whatever.
Yes,
like,
that's good or whatever. The human bruise.
Mine was always, I want 40-foot flying jump kick.
Oh wow.
So like someone that's within, you know, 13 yards of you, you can just jump kick them from that far away. But also you could use it to like get up stairs or whatever, fly up your stairs or whatever. But the problem is that if you do it wrong, falling 40 feet, that's four stories. You're in trouble, man.
Very true.
So, like, if you had, you know, badass robot legs where you could nail the landing.
Mm. See, now I start thinking about like the Street Fighter video games or Mortal Kombat or something like that. And is that how you would look like, where you just kind of levitate and then fly rapidly across the screen?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that,
for
yeah,
sure.
That's absolutely, yeah.
Or like charge up, like I was like, you know, like Goku or something like that. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. Then,
you just get the Mega Man rocket feet.
Very true. Yes. That's my phone ring. Dr. Wily's board.
It?
Yeah.
Another impression that Greg can do. The song from...
listen to you. There's two of them in one episode, and he only told us we could do one. Wow.
So then I think about, like, my eyes are failing me right now, and I'm, like, cybernetic eye, so I could, like, Terminator scan things, possible homosexual.
Mm-mm. Have to go Swiss Army eye.
Swiss Army eye.
So obvious.
Need a pen? Need a screwdriver?
Need to open this bottle of wine?
Go back a couple episodes to hear all about the Swiss Army eye. If you're new to Nerd Talk Plus, hi, welcome, thanks for coming. Yeah, there's got to be like a million different fun things that you could do. So I'd love to hear from people. NerdTalkPlus.com to find any of our socials to reach out. Again, whoever you're most comfortable with, hit us up. Or you could do us a solid and leave it as a comment in a review that you do of this podcast. The Apple Podcast is the easiest place to do reviews, but there are others. And just tell us, if it's not Apple Podcast, if you could tell us where you did it, we'll like look it up and give you props, because we don't know where to look, to be honest with you. I mean, Siege might, because he usually handles that, but yeah. Usually people
will end up sending me a screenshot of what they're typing, if they're typing it on Spotify or if they're typing it on some other service that we don't really know how to find the thing on. But
yeah.
And, like, the only one that actually makes it available for people to see, for us to look at, is Apple Podcasts. Yeah. So please, yes, appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm just dying to know what else people would want.
Like, yeah.
Go into the middle of a crowd and yell what you think about us very, very loudly to all of the people around you.
Nerd Talk Plus is pretty good, but Gregor yells too much.
And then record that and send it to us.
Yeah.
Yes. Make it a reel or a TikTok and be sure to tag us in it, and we'll
be sure to try to see it.
Yeah.
It might go to our purgatory or whatever. But sorry about that.
Also, if you by chance see somebody participating in a Doritos purge for exactly 1 minute, capture that and send it to us.
Yes.
Hey guys, I've got an idea for next week or in a coming week. We should each get a bag of chips that we love, and then we should spend literally 1 minute eating as many as we can and see how that actually goes.
Oh,
you guys down?
Do you think would you measure it in like, you're not going to count the chips while you're eating them, because
I have this handy dandy little scale that measures
ounces. That's what I'm saying. Like, so we're gonna go by. We gotta go by weight.
Hold on. No, I want to go by discomfort. I just want to who can feel the worst at the end? And guess what? It's going to be a tie. So
it's, no one wins.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Except for the listeners.
And everyone wins.
Well, no, except the listeners have to listen to us eat chips for a minute.
I've never been on a podcast that lost more listeners in one day than when we ate the burger balls from Little Woody's on Our Dumb Podcast. I have people that like listened for years that were like, I'm never listening again. You guys are awful. And I believe them. So if you found your way here, well, sorry.
Thank you, and I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I still want to keep going on the cybernetic thing, but I don't... I got to think more about it because there's, maybe we can revisit it next week or something like that. Now, over the weekend or in the last week, a lot of cool stuff is happening and I'm oblivious to all of it. And then Siege sends us a message saying that he's about to go see Godzilla. And yes. I was like, isn't that on Apple TV Plus or whatever? Isn't that your, where are you going to see that at? And you were like, no, 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 it's a movie and it's new and you should know about that. And I was like, oh, that's what that person was talking about on that story on the internet I didn't read. So Siege went and saw Godzilla Minus One.
Yes.
Is the name of the film. And Siege, I'm hoping that you can provide us with a 10-word review.
It's a little more than 10 words, but it's a haiku.
I'll do my best.
It's a haiku.
Our haiku review of Godzilla Minus One. It's appropriate. That's appropriate to pick the,
absolutely.
The poetry of the nation. So let's hear it.
All right. This is Godzilla Minus One by your friend Siege. Old school is so cool. I love his murderous rage. Will death see again?
Ow.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This was Haiku Review with Siege.
You probably have a better NPR person than me. That was good. I like that. Okay, so now, without any spoilers, please, because I actually, I almost went and saw it. I almost I almost blew off my life and was like, I'll just go to the movies instead, because I love Godzilla films. I love the kaiju, and we've talked about it before on the show, and I've never seen any movies. Brandon's always mad at me for that, but I will watch Godzilla movies. I still haven't watched Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, dude, that movie was literally AI written for you.
Yes.
So, and that's just, you told me that, and I take it seriously.
Yeah.
And Brandon's only ever told me to watch one movie ever, and it was Ip Man, and it, like, I've watched it 10 times because of it. So Brandon has a perfect batting average when it comes to recommending movies to me, and so I believe you. But I love Godzilla movies that aren't super Americanized, and so Siege, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about it, please.
Okay, not super Americanized, not American, Japanese, opening title, Japanese. All language, Japanese, subtitles. Like, this
can
is
Can I see it in English?
I don't even think that you can.
Cool.
Because
is... So I'll wait till it comes out in...
No. This is go see it in Japanese. Just like... I'm not quite an anime nerd, but I do enjoy anime. And seeing the difference between a subtitled show and a dubbed show, even though I am a person who literally dubs English language over top of cartoons and foreign language TV shows for a living, I prefer the subtitled ones because you get the original inflection and the original acting and everything else like this. This is straight up like the OGs. Like, it's the, like, you've got Godzilla 1-4. That's why they call this Minus One. This is the start. This is the OG group, and it is Minus One. It's
okay.
Yeah, this is literally up your alley. This is exactly what you're looking for. Like, and I'm in the same boat as you, where I don't like the way that they kind of tried to modernize Godzilla and start making
that
look like
Matthew
T-Rex
Broderick thing
and,
20 years ago was such a piece of garbage.
Yeah, it made me upset. This brought like so much life into me, and is like all based around Bikini Atoll and Ginza and Tokyo, and like the effects, everything, it just reeked of old school, and it just made me so happy in my heart. I stood up and gave an applause at the end.
The comments I'm not going to say because I'll get fined for it. Now, Siege, I'm curious, without having to give anything away, is this the beginning of like a new series of Godzilla? Is this like a reboot on it, or is this a one-off?
I'm not entirely sure. Because the way that they left it, of course, is just like any of the other Godzilla films, where it's like you think they won, but then also there's a little thing at the end that gives you just a hint that it might not be over. And since it's the quote-unquote minus one of the original four,
yeah,
like right. I think it's just it's leading into all of that. But at the same, like, I'm not sure if this was like kind of a last hurrah of bringing back the old school stuff by doing a minus one, or if it was, like you were saying, just kind of a, not necessarily a reboot, but a reimagination.
Modernization.
Yeah, like, but yeah. It was so old school and ridiculous. Like, you saw it, like, I'm not normally the person who's taking videos in the movie theater, but I sent you guys just a couple of live photos of the screen, and the action you saw is literally old school.
Yeah.
It's just,
I like guy in suit. I like Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. All that stuff is like, that's what I wanted to be, and not have a CGI monster or whatever. I want it to be like I want it to be believable in a way that it, like the you have to suspend disbelief in order to believe it, because there's just a dude or whatever.
Like when they come up with the, I'm not giving away any spoilers here at all. When they come up with the plans on how to defeat him and everything else like that, it's...
That's standard Godzilla movie.
It's
Godzilla's mad, he's here to step on things, then someone else tries to get in Godzilla's way, and he's like, no, Tokyo's my bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You get out of here, other thing, and then he beats them up for a while, and then Tokyo is safe from both Godzilla and the monster that's attacking until next time.
And like, and because it takes place in the 40s, it's right after World War II, or early 50s, and it's based... And the way that the ideas that they're coming up with and everything else like that is so of that time, where it's not like people from now, 2023, coming up with ideas that they would have come up with back then, and like something far-fetched. Like, it is like the simplest stuff, and it is just so true to the OGs. And I was so floored and so happy with how it came out. Like, yeah, I'm definitely going to go see it again.
I saw the band Alt J twice this weekend.
Hell yeah.
They were doing their 10th anniversary tour of An Awesome Wave, which is their first album. And now I'm kind of like obsessed with it, but it's the same way the first Vampire Weekend album is really good, because it's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
They're great songs, but it's like not overdone, and it's so simple, and it doesn't have to, like, living in the age of the Marvel movies, which I've got a story about here coming up, it's not about competing with lasers and explosions and super abilities. It's just like one monster's real mad and the humans are screwed. And it's like so simple, and like there's going to be some buildings smashed, which would be a huge problem if there was a real city that they just kind of disregard in like the Marvel world and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'd like to see an Ip Man Godzilla crossover. Ooh. That would be kind of like my ultimate.
Like Godzilla is the, like, every Ip Man movie is just basically, which, like, the first two are good. The first one's great. The second one's good.
Yeah.
Three and four, and then, like, they did a prequel to Ip Man. Maybe they should have called it Ip Man minus one. but, like, every, it's like Ip Man 1 and 2 are both, like, basically, Ip Man witnesses injustice and then needs to correct this injustice, and he has to fight a series of more difficult bosses until he reaches like the big bad boss. And like, what if all of Ip Man was just building up to the ultimate kung fu boss being Godzilla?
Godzilla.
Ooh.
Well, he'd be a karate boss, probably, knowing the Japanese and how they've set up the Japanese to be in the other movies. Ip Man is a Chinese guy known for, it's kung fu, these are kung fu films, and he's the guy that is the instructor of Bruce Lee before he left Hong Kong for America, which is true. That is, I think, a real thing that happened. So the movies are fictitious, but yeah.
Well, and they're like super, maybe that's what it can be, is like, because Ip Man is basically like, saying it's Chinese propaganda sounds really harsh, but like, it's the way that they depict,
100%,
no,
it's their telling of
it's
history.
Like, it's their retelling of like how
the Japanese are terrible.
The Japanese are terrible and committing blah, 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 right? Like, whatever. But maybe like Japan has Godzilla and they can tell they're like, no, you're right. Even Godzilla's killing us.
Wow.
But it's both of these countries retelling of their, and then like Ip Man basically becomes Chinese Godzilla.
Perfect. Like, only he's like, instead of being like a lizard dragon, he's like a long dragon that flies.
Yeah.
That's his kung fu, his dragon style.
Yeah. Still has to be played by Donnie Yen.
Yeah. I mean, that's implied.
Yeah.
For sure. Now, Japan has gone full Doc Ock. It's like the backstory to Godzilla basically is the Americans dropped two nuclear bombs on Japan and gave everyone radiation poisoning and sickness, and the fallout from that created this monstrous beast that is now punishing Japan for having engaged in this war or whatever. It's like it's like the perpetual guilt and attack from the outside that's trying to like keep them from trusting outsiders too. It's like a whole like weird Japanese psychology thing. Well, they've gone full Doc Ock, and this week they launched the world's largest experimental nuclear fusion reactor. Now, not the reactors like the Simpsons or Fukushima. Those are the ones where I never understand how this stuff works. Those are fission.
Yeah.
These ones are the ones that are simulating the sun, again, just like Dr. Octavius in Spider-Man 2 from 25 years ago now.
Tobey Maguire world. Yeah. Universe.
And what was the... Alfred Molina. Is that his name?
Yes.
Alfred Molina. Yeah. And so... It does feel like pretty weird timing for Japan to put this thing on right as Godzilla Minus One comes out, because like, let this thing go wrong, and are they going to have another, like some sort of sun beast this time? And what would a sun beast look like? Japan doesn't have a good track record these days after Fukushima, and that could have happened anywhere, but it happened there, and now they've got this thing.
I mean, that was an earthquake and all, so, I mean, I don't but pretty they, much put that on them the whole way.
Definitely, if they would have just taken care of Godzilla, that earthquake wouldn't have happened.
Exactly.
While you know how like the UN has these nuclear inspectors that have to go to all of these countries that were worried, like that the UN is worried about having nukes, right? So they're like,
yeah,
go to all these countries, be like, okay, we're gonna watch your nuclear program and make sure that you're, you know, not making weapons. It's like in Japan, they go, okay, we're gonna watch your nuclear program, but we're gonna make sure that you're not making Godzillas over here. Like they've only been looking for weapons.
That was you.
They've only been looking for weapons this whole time. It turns out that Godzilla is what they were making.
Yeah, they've got like thousands of them now. Yeah. Like,
great. That would be terrible for them. They're trying. That's just stomping out their own towns. Godzillas aren't coming over here.
They've been showing it propaganda, so now they don't like the other.
Very true.
Too,
very true. So, that's right.
Yeah,
it's gonna go fight China.
Space Godzilla would send that guy to like the moon. Let's like build him up there, so that way, like Superman, when they get here, they like whoop our ass. Oh wait,
Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah.
How do we get him up there? We get him on the Titan.
Is Godzilla's name, or is it the name? Is it the species?
Godzilla is what the locals call him.
Okay,
it's wild that Japan is still obsessed with it. I was there; it's been almost 10 years now, and like you go around, and part of it is tourism. I get it, but like there's references to Godzilla everywhere. It was like it's sort of like when people have a. You know, like when they give a identity to a city that you're going to go visit, like LA is Hollywood, but like LA is huge and way more than Hollywood.
Yeah.
But you see Hollywood everywhere because it's like the thing. There's all the places in Japan I went, you came across Godzilla frequently, which is cool, I guess. That's part crazy. Of their culture or whatever. It's not just us being white guys in love with Japan and the, you know, the small people or whatever it is. It's like, that's, which is weird. When I went to Japan, 6'5", old Gregor, and I only one time ever had a problem with my height, and it was getting onto a bus that I would have been too tall for in America, too. Height was not a problem at all in Japan, where we went, at least. It blew my mind. I thought I was going to have like a real hard time with it. Little Japanese kids that couldn't hide the fact that they were staring at me was the funniest, though. They're like blown away by this gaijin that's like, you know, 200 centimeters tall or whatever. They couldn't believe it.
Hey, is this Godzilla?
I'm like, ah!
Godzilla. They got the placards like, run this way for Godzilla. shelter.
There he is. Oh, that's how he gets you.
He waves at you and smiles.
Do you guys have any matcha ice cream?
Oh my god, that sounds so good.
Okay, guys, so the Marvel Universe, 30 films big now. I don't know if that's the exact number, but it's right around there, right? We were talking about this a little bit earlier, but Marvel Universe, 30 films big, and they're acting like a bunch of poor losers when it comes to their newest film, The Marvels. Did either of you realize that there was a movie called The Marvels that came out?
Yes, only because one of our good friends helped create the little Marvel, Ms. Marvel. Oh my God, I'm blanking on her name right now.
when you say helped create, like banged it out, or
like actually like helped create, helped write it.
She's her mom.
No. She's her
mom.
That's
what I thought you meant. Brandon, were you aware at the time?
No, but I'm like also the worst person to, ask about the Marvel stuff because I don't know anything. I've hardly watched any of the original movies.
Yeah, it's crazy. So like the studio's real upset about it. Disney, whatever, is really upset about it because it hasn't made... They're considering it a bomb is what they're calling
what?
It. Guess how much money you have to make or how much you can make and still be considered a bomb. We'll talk about domestically. How much do you think the Marvel's movie, which has been out now for 2 weekends, I think, maybe more than that, how much money that's made?
I feel like these movies, like, they cost so much to make, right? But then I'm thinking, like, okay, would they have put as much money into... this as they would put into like a Endgame or like one of the
they put $249 million into it is I think what they
okay,
is what
that's
I read
a lot.
$1 million.
I don't know, is a bomb like 50 mil?
It's they made more money than that.
They made $100 million.
$100 million domestically is what they made on this movie, and another $97 million globally so far, bringing the total to obviously just shy of $200 million, which is a $50 million loss to this point.
Oh my God!
Before they send it out to to streaming and DVD and all that stuff, or if people even do that still.
Well, they keep cannibalizing all this stuff. Like that's something that I know a lot of people have complained about too. It's like when you want to have a hit movie, you're cannibalizing your own stuff, saying this is going to be released on a streaming platform on this date. So people who are like kind of on the fence, it's like, you know, not for nothing, Marvel hasn't had a lot of hits since Spider-Man No Way Home, where they brought all the original Spider-Mans back together in one screen. And that was a huge hit. After that, they've kind of been on a little bit of a streak. And
you know what it is? It's the stupid multiverse where no one like me who like knows who all the characters are but doesn't really care. Like now you're asking me to like follow all these other threads and you have to watch all these ancillary shows to keep up. Like I think that the guy who plays Loki is cool, but I'm not going to watch 2 seasons of Loki to make sure that I'm keeping up. And so then what was the one that was like a television show? The
WandaVision.
WandaVision, yeah. And then that, and then... what's the Miss Marvel, right?
Miss Marvel. Show. Yeah, and Loki and so was also watch, television, and
so if you didn't watch those two, then I guess the Marvels doesn't make a lot of sense. But then on top of that, so the studio is saying, I read all this at Gizmodo.com, but the studio is saying that they're no longer going to report weekly box office totals for it because they're so mad about it.
Oh, wah.
But at the same time, this launched. Can someone look up the date real quick while I say this? This when it came out. This launched, and it was during the actor's strike that all this was happening, and so they didn't have people out on the circuit to promote.
Yeah,
these
things.
And so I don't know if Disney is being babies about it because they feel like they got slighted by releasing a movie that they couldn't promote, or if they're mad about the movie's performance itself, or if they're mad at the director, or if they just hate women, or what it is that that caused that. Any luck, Brandon?
November 10th.
Okay, so it's been out a month.
Yeah.
And it's only made, let's call it $200 million, and it still has a chance to make all its money back. They're calling it a bomb.
That's unbelievable.
They're their own. Like I'm somebody who's like prime, like demographic. Maybe if I was younger, even a little bit. Like, but prime, like nerd, like nerdy white dude with disposable income. Like that's
not these other two guys.
Yeah. Thanks. No. God, taking swipes at us left and right.
But like I could care less about any of these movies. And why? Because there's. So, like you said, like there's so many of them, and they all have pretty much the same story. Person with superpowers encounters the like. The other thing is, every movie is now the newest, biggest, baddest thing that has ever existed, and it's like, at what? And
none of them are dealing with rectal cancer. You know, it's all like,
it's true.
Well, portal traveling Dark Lord. Well, that works either way, I guess.
sir, that's I don't know how to tell you this, but you have traveling Dark Lord in your butt.
In your portal.
Sorry, like, Mr. Stark.
Not every, like, when you have like one bad guy is going to end all of reality, what's the next biggest baddest consequence that you can possibly have? It's like there's nothing else, like nothing matters anymore.
And then they have a guy with a bow and arrow.
Yeah. <'Cause> like, exactly.
But now I have a mullet, so it's cool.
See, and like
after this I'm going deer hunting.
Yeah, for real. See, and like I look at this stuff and there's a reason why. I mean, I've said it on here before. I'm a Spider-Man nerd. And like the whole reason
Spider-Man's awesome.
Yeah. The whole reason why I loved Spider-Man is because anybody could be Spider-Man. It's all it's your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. It's always trying to do stuff locally in his neighborhood.
To be fair, Siege, we're probably too old, according to Brandon, to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, sorry.
Probably.
That's probably.
I mean, okay. You saw me come on
even
here with
even Brandon's mustache is too old to be Spider-Man.
But I mean, it's all fighting something local in your town. You're like, you're saving Queens or you're saving Brooklyn. And like with the last couple of them, with introducing the multiverse and No Way Home and everything, you were still saving New York starting out there. And even when you get into the cartoon, the Across the Spider-Verse or Beyond the Spider-Verse and everything like that, the Miles Morales series, he's still in New York. In each version of these, he's in a different New York that he's saving his hometown. So it's, I don't know, it's just different.
Not all of like the existence. Like,
yeah.
You know, exactly. Like these massive.
You don't have literally everything riding on
it. They become like, so intangibly like.
Yeah. We're not fighting aliens in other galaxies who can just snap their fingers and erase half of life.
We're fighting for existentialism rather than like something that might actually matter to somebody.
Yeah. A building is collapsing.
I haven't watched any of the since the Avengers, the Endgame, is that what it's called, where he snaps and everyone dies?
Yeah.
Or no.
I haven't watched any of it after that because it was too preposterous.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I want a movie that's about like the town where half of the population died and now the town is failing and the centaurs can't even find work anymore.
Godzilla
and it's
minus
like
one.
What good is it having both of these penises if I can't do anything, if I can't make money with them? Dude, okay, no, watch have you watched, this is another recommendation for you,
that was the best, like, it's Everybody Loves Raymond, like, I have these two penises.
I have two useless dongs. What's up with that?
Put on a
ever
shirt
since Karen
and
got snapped out of existence, whatever her name was,
gotta put on a shirt and tie and go to a business place that freaking Ladybug works at with me and
they're gonna make me wear pants. How do I even wear pants?
How does that work? I've got four legs.
Or do I have two?
Anyway, you were saying, Brandon, sorry.
I don't even know anymore.
That brings us to the end of our show for this week. Thank you, as always, for subscribing. We're still looking to find out more about what your cybernetic upgrade would be and what it would do at nerdtalkplus.com if you want to search us out there. Brings us to what did we learn this week? After all, this is a very heady show. I guess we'll start with Siege. What did you learn this week, buddy?
I learned this week that Gregor prefers movies where half of a town is killed as opposed to half of reality. Brandon.
That's true.
Brandon, what did you learn this week?
I legitimately learned not to stand behind a horse with a red ribbon on his tail.
It's true. Very true.
Greg, what did you learn this week?
I learned that for some, that's a kink and you'll pay extra.
Yes. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk,
yeah! All right, thanks for joining us on the Odyssey app, streaming Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. You can catch another episode of Nerd Talk Plus, and then, of course, always available as a podcast after that. Thank you so much for subscribing. And again, I know everyone asks you for this stuff to like and comment and all those things, but like, that's how you move the needle at places that are going to push these things. I did a podcast called So You're in Seattle, and one of the, like, it got a decent start, and one of the, you know, fifth or sixth episode, they featured us on the front page of iTunes.
Wow.
And I got a zillion subscribers out of it, and it was so cool. So when people ask that, not just our show, but like other shows as well, when you actually follow through and do that stuff, it really does push people push their content up a little bit. And so, yeah. And if you don't do it, that's great. Thanks for just listening and subscribing. We just like making dumb jokes. We love a tweet. We love a, you know, I don't really like tweets anymore, but Instagram or whatever you want to find us at. Again, it's all listed at nerdtalkplus.com. You guys got anything, Siege?
Nope. That's it. Just going to have a metal spine soon. So.
Well, from the guy who invented being a doctor from a centaur, that's true. So that's pretty good. That's true. Yeah. Well, that's what I learned this week, right? Is that a centaur taught the first doctor. There you go. Brandon?
If a centaur taught the first doctor, then for a while at least, medicine about like the entire lower half of the body must have been severely lacking.
My legs aren't working.
All of the upper half stuff, the doctor was like, yeah. Like, as the doctor's teaching the human, you're the guy that's going to replace your spine. He's like, yeah. So, like, arms and stuff. And your doctor was like, yeah, cool, arms, I got that. And he's like, yeah, cool. And so, like, the belly and, you know, the your chest and stuff. And the guy's like, yeah, totally. And he's like, okay, legs, you're on your own, bro.
Why do you think it's the future? Still putting a finger in your butt.
That's how you get me pregnant.
Concho!
Damn it. Okay, guys, so the Marvel Universe, 30 films big now. I don't know if that's the exact number, but it's right around there, right? We were talking about this a little bit earlier, but Marvel Universe, 30 films big, and they're acting like a bunch of poor losers when it comes to their newest film, The Marvels. Did either of you realize that there was a movie called The Marvels that came out?
Yes, only because one of our good friends helped create the little Marvel, Ms. Marvel. Oh my God, I'm blanking on her name right now.
When you say helped create, like banged it out, or
like actually like helped write it?
She's her mom.
She's her mom.
That's what I thought you meant. Brandon, were you aware at the time?
No, but I'm like also the worst person to ask about the Marvel stuff because I don't know anything. I've hardly watched any of the original movies.
Yeah, it's crazy. So like. The studio's real upset about it. Disney, whatever, is really upset about it because it hasn't made... They're considering it a bomb, is what they're calling
what?
It. Guess how much money you have to make... or how much you can make and still be considered a bomb. We'll talk about domestically. How much do you think the Marvels movie, which has been out now for 2 weekends, I think, maybe more than that, how much money that's made?
I feel like these movies... Like, they cost so much to make, right? But then I'm thinking, like, okay, would they have put as much money into this as they would put into, like, Endgame or, like, one of the
They put $249 million into it is, I think, what I read.
That's a lot.
$1 million.
I don't know. Is a bomb, like, 50 mil?
It's, they made more money than that.
They made $100 million?
$100 million domestically is what they made on this movie, and another $97 million globally so far, bringing the total to obviously just shy of $200 million, which is a $50 million loss to this point.
Oh my God!
Before they send it out to to streaming and DVD and all that stuff, or if people even do that still.
Well, they keep cannibalizing all this stuff. Like that's something that I know a lot of people have complained about too. It's like when you want to have a hit movie. You're cannibalizing your own stuff, saying this is going to be released on a streaming platform on this date. So people who are like kind of on the fence, it's like, you know, not for nothing. Marvel hasn't had a lot of hits since Spider-Man No Way Home, where they brought all the original Spider-Mans back together in one screen. And that was a huge hit. After that, they've kind of been on a little bit of a streak. And
you know what it is? It's the stupid multiverse where no one like me who like knows who all the characters are but doesn't really care. Like now you're asking me to like follow all these other threads and you have to watch all these ancillary shows to keep up. Like I think that the guy who plays Loki is cool, but I'm not going to watch 2 seasons of Loki to make sure that I'm keeping up. And so then what was the one that was like a television show? The
WandaVision.
WandaVision, yeah. And then that and then... What's the Miss Marvel, right?
Miss Marvel. Show. Yeah. And Loki and so was also watch, television. And
So if you didn't watch those two, then I guess the Marvels doesn't make a lot of sense. But then on top of that, so the studio is saying, I read all this at gizmodo.com, but the studio is saying that they're no longer going to report weekly box office totals for it because they're so mad about it.
Oh, wow.
But at the same time, this launched. Can someone look up the date real quick while I say this? This launched, and it was during the actor strike that all this was happening, and so they didn't have people out on the circuit to promote things. And so I don't know if Disney is being babies about it because they feel like they got slighted by releasing a movie that they couldn't promote, or if they're mad about the movie's performance itself, or if they're mad at the director, or if they just hate women, or what it is that that caused that. Any luck, Brandon?
November 10th.
Okay, so it's been out a month.
Yeah.
And it's only made, let's call it, $200 million, and it still has a chance to make all its money back. They're calling it a bomb.
That's unbelievable.
They're their own. I'm somebody who's like prime, like demographic. Maybe if I was younger, even a little bit. Like nerd, like nerdy white dude with disposable income. Like that's
not these other two guys.
Yeah. Thanks. No. God, taking swipes at us left and right.
I could care less about any of these movies. And why? Because there's. So, like you said, like there's so many of them, and they all have pretty much the same story. Person with superpowers encounters the other thing is every movie is now the newest, biggest, baddest thing that has ever existed. And it's like,
none of them are dealing with rectal cancer, you know? It's all like,
it's true.
Well, portal traveling dark lord. Well, that works either way, I guess.
sir, I don't know how to tell you this, but you have traveling dark lord in your butt.
In your portal.
Sorry, Mr. Stark.
When you have like one bad guy is going to end all of reality, what's the next biggest, baddest consequence that you can possibly have? It's like there's nothing else, like nothing matters anymore.
And then they have a guy with a bow and arrow.
Yeah. <'Cause> exactly.
But now I have a mullet, so it's cool.
See, and like...
After this, I'm going deer hunting.
Yeah, for real. See, and like, I look at this stuff, and there's a reason why, I mean... I've said it on here before. I'm a Spider-Man nerd, and the whole reason why I loved Spider-Man is because anybody could be Spider-Man. It's all neighbor. It's your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. It's always trying to do stuff locally in his neighborhood.
But, to be fair, Siege, we're probably too old, according to Brandon, to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, sorry.
Probably.
That's probably.
I mean, okay. You saw me come on.
Even Brandon's mustache is too old to be Spider-Man.
But I mean, it's all fighting something local in your town. You're like, you're saving Queens or you're saving Brooklyn. And like with the last couple of them, with introducing the multiverse and No Way Home and everything, you were still saving New York starting out there. And even when you get into the cartoon, the Across the Spider-Verse or Beyond the Spider-Verse and everything like that, the Miles Morales series, he's still in New York. In each version of these, he's in a different New York that he's saving his hometown. So it's, I don't know, it's just different.
Not all of like the existence. Like,
yeah.
You know, exactly. Like these massive.
You don't have literally everything riding on
it. They become like, so intangibly like.
Yeah. We're not fighting aliens in other galaxies who can just snap their fingers and erase half of life.
We're fighting for existentialism rather than like something that might actually matter to somebody.
Yeah. A building is collapsing.
I haven't watched any of the since the Avengers, the Endgame, is that what it's called, where he snaps and everyone dies?
Yeah.
Or no.
I haven't watched any of it after that because it was too preposterous.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I want a movie that's about like the town where half of the population died and now the town is failing and the centaurs can't even find work anymore.
Godzilla
and it's
minus
like
one.
What good is it having both of these penises if I can't do anything, if I can't make money with them? Watch have you watched, this is another recommendation for you,
that was the best, like, it's Everybody Loves Raymond, like, I have these two penises.
I have two useless dongs. What's up with that?
Put on a
ever
shirt
since Karen got snapped out of existence, whatever her name was.
Gotta put on a shirt and tie and go to a business place that freaking Ladybug works at with me, and
they're gonna make me wear pants. How do I even wear pants?
How does that work? I've got four legs.
Or do I have two?
Anyway, you were saying, Brandon, sorry.
I don't even know anymore.
That brings us to the end of our show for this week. Thank you, as always, for subscribing. We're still looking to find out more about what your cybernetic upgrade would be and what it would do at nerdtalkplus.com if you want to search us out there. Brings us to what did we learn this week? After all, this is a very heady show. I guess we'll start with Siege. What did you learn this week, buddy?
I learned this week that Gregor prefers movies where half of a town is killed as opposed to half of reality. Brandon.
That's true.
Brandon, what did you learn this week?
I legitimately learned not to stand behind a horse with a red ribbon on his tail.
It's true. Very true.
Greg, what did you learn this week?
I learned that for some, that's a kink and you'll pay extra.
Yes. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk,
yeah! All right, thanks for joining us on the Odyssey app, streaming Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. You can catch another episode of Nerd Talk Plus, and then, of course, always available as a podcast after that. Thank you so much for subscribing. And again, I know everyone asks you for this stuff to like and comment and all those things, but like, that's how you move the needle at places that are going to push these things. I did a podcast called So You're in Seattle, and one of the, like, it got a decent start, and one of the, you know, fifth or sixth episode, they featured us on the front page of iTunes.
Wow.
And I got a zillion subscribers out of it, and it was so cool. So when people ask that, not just our show, but like other shows as well, when you actually follow through and do that stuff, it really does push people, push their content up a little bit. And so, yeah. And if you don't do it, that's great. Thanks for just listening and subscribing. We just like making dumb jokes. We love a tweet. We love a, you know, I don't really like tweets anymore, but Instagram or whatever you want to find us at. Again, it's all listed at nerdtalkplus.com. You guys got anything, Siege?
Nope. Nope. That's it. Just going to have a metal spine soon. So.
Well, from the guy who invented being a doctor from a centaur. That's true. So that's pretty good.
That's
true. Yeah. Oh, that's what I learned this week, right? That a centaur taught the first doctor. There you go. Brandon?
If a centaur taught the first doctor, then for a while at least, medicine about like the entire lower half of the body must have been severely lacking. like
doctor, all of my legs aren't working.
All of the upper half stuff, the doctor was like, yeah. Like, as the doctor's teaching the human, you're the guy that's going to replace your spine. He's like, yeah. So like arms and stuff. And your doctor was like, yeah, cool, arms, I got that. And he's like, yeah, cool. And so like the belly and, you know, the your chest and stuff. And the guy's like, yeah, totally. And he's like, okay, legs, you're on your own, bro.
Why do you think it's the future? Still putting a finger in your butt.
That's how you get me pregnant.
Concho!
Damn it.